Okay, Mark chapter 10, verse number 17. And it says, when he, that's Jesus, when he'd gone forth in the way, there came one running to him, and he kneeled to him. And he asked him, he said, "Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What must I do to be saved?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest me good? There's none good but one, and that is God, Yahweh. You know us the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not," that means lie, "honor your mother and father." And the rich young ruler said in verse number 20, he answered and said to him, "Master, all of these days I've observed ever since I was a little boy." Then Jesus beholding him, you know, we looked at that word a few weeks ago, that Jesus had the ability to behold you. That means to look right into your heart. And it says, and he behold him, and he said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor. And you shall have treasures in heaven. Come, take up your cross and follow me." Verse 22, "And he was very, very sad at what he had heard, the saying. And he went away grieving," because why? "He had many possessions." This rich young ruler, we get this terminology, rich young ruler, from the other Gospels. It's not just in one, but if you go look at Matthew and you look at Luke, you look at John, it has this same story in there. We pick up these adjectives that describe this boy. He was a rich young ruler. He was a wealthy person. He had a lot of stuff. He had a lot of years left, he thought, in his life. He was young, and he was from the ruling class. And so he was something. He's the whole package, some people would say. He's got it made. He's got it all going. The Bible says that Jesus was walking along the way. He didn't go after this guy. He's minding his own business. He's walking along the way. And it says here, this young boy, this young man, came running up to him, and he began to kneel down. And he kneeled down. I'm just picturing this. I keep telling y'all, you got to visualize the scripture. He's kneeling down, and he says to Jesus, he says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" You see, what Jesus is trying to get across to these people was everybody's going to have eternal life. You're going to spend eternity somewhere, and you have a choice of where you spend it. And so he's out, this is before he went to the cross and died, but he's out trying to share what is called the good news. And so word was getting around the area about this teacher, this prophet, this person, this guy. And so reputation preceded him, and so this guy, rich young ruler, went running up to him, and this is a can't-miss prospect. I mean, this is what you want to get. I know in the years past, I've heard people say that if, talking about athletes, professional athletes and movie stars and famous people, boy, if they'd only get saved, can you imagine what impact they could have? But in reality, they need to get saved for getting saved. They need to get saved. Yeah, they have a platform. And so this rich young ruler comes to Jesus and said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And so we're going to see here in this lesson, and memorize this, or you can write it down. There were three things that he did right. There were three things this rich young ruler did right. Number one, he came to the right person. He came to the right person. Because what he was fixing to ask, he went to the right person. He's not asking other people, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" I don't even think he knew really who he was talking to, but he asked the question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" There's an operative word in this question here that kind of shows you where he's off base. What must I do to be saved? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not something you do. You don't jump through hoops. No, it's not something you do. It's something that happens to you. You use your own willful decision to choose. But he thought maybe, because why? He's coming out of this Old Testament culture, coming out of a Jewish culture, coming out of there, that you have to do certain things and not do certain things. You got it? So he's in a do attitude. And so he thought there was something he needs to do And if Jesus would tell him what he needs to do, he'll go out and do it. What must I do to inherit eternal life? And so he asked the right question because he's asking about eternal life. What must I do to be saved? What must I do to inherit? Maybe he didn't know what he was saying there, the word inherit. You know, inheritance is where you gain from somebody else's loss. Inheritance is when you gain from somebody else's death. And so he doesn't even know that he's prophesying what the future is going to be, because in order for you to inherit anything, Jesus has got to go to the cross and die. And so, but he goes up to Jesus. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He asked the right question. The second thing he did right, if you're taking notes, is he asked the right question. I mean, he came to the right person and he asked the right question. What must I do to be saved? We all individually have to ask that question. It's a very pertinent question. It's a very pressing question to us. That what must I do? See, I can't get saved for somebody else. I have two sons. I have two granddaughters. They're not going to heaven on my coattails. You know, the Bible says they were born just like me, a sinner. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And my two sons and my two granddaughters have to face that pressing question themselves. They're not going to go to heaven because their father or their grandfather is saved and a reverend. So this is a great question. What must I? It's individual here. What must I? So he's really asking the right question. A very important question. What does Jesus answer him? He says, why do you call me, verse 18, why do you call me good? There's none good but one, and that is God, Yahweh. I think he was testing the boy. Do you know who I am? I mean, Jesus wasn't a braggart, but he's wanting this guy he wants to know, does this guy know who Jesus is? That he's the Son of God. Do you really know who I am? I'm just not a teacher. I'm not a good master. I'm not just one of those. But because he called him good master. See in verse 17, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, why do you call me good? There's none good but God, one Yah God boy. I think what he was wanting to do, he was wanting that young boy to admit that he is God. He is the Son of God. He is deity that he's standing in front of. I don't think the boy knew it at that point. Look how Jesus answered him. He tested him. He said, you know us the commandments. What does that mean? Well, this means that this rich young ruler went to Sunday school. This meant that this young Jewish boy went to Saturday school or whatever they had. But he knew the Old Testament. He knew the Old Testament. Not only was he rich, not only was he young, not only from the ruling class, but he was kind of a religious person. And he says here, you may want to write these down. He says, you know the commandments, that you know the ten. Do not commit adultery, one. Do not kill, two. Do not steal, three. Do not bear false witness, four. Defraud not, five. Honor your mother and father. See, he was trying to test this boy. Are you looking for a checklist? Are you looking for a list you want to check off? And I can imagine as Jesus is standing in front of this young boy is doing this. I've done that. And then six things Jesus said. I bet that boy jumped in his heart. Woohoo! I've honored all six of those. Does this mean I'm going to inherit eternal life? He's testing him here. Probably the boy was not telling the truth. I'm making an assumption there. I know I'm being critical. I don't believe he had honored all six of them. I don't know about you and me, but I sure haven't. You know, those Ten Commandments are there to show you you can't do them all. But this boy acknowledged that he has honored those ever since he was what? A little boy. Ever since I was a little boy, I've honored those commandments. He said, Master, all these years I've observed these since my youth. And so, Jesus says right here, verse 21, it says, Jesus beholded him, loved him, and said unto him, said unto him. Because your third point right here, the third thing he did right, he went to the right person, he asked the right question, and he got the right answer. Here is the answer. Jesus said, you lacketh one thing. He said, here's what I want you to do. If you want to do something, here's what I want you to do. He said, I want you to go and sell whatever you have. This is a rich young man. I want you to sell whatever you have and give to the poor. Don't go too fast, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't tell him, go sell everything you have and give everything to the poor, did he? He just, if you look at the scripture, go sell what you have and just give to the poor. And thou shalt, you'll have treasure in heaven. And he said, then come take up your cross and follow me. He got the right answer here. He said, one of the things you're lacking is me being, what you're lacking is me being God of your life. He saw that what was God of this young man's life was his possessions. And so he wanted to test him. Go sell what you have and give some to the poor and come and follow me. Those three things that he did. He came to the right person and he asked the right question. He got the right answer. He got the right answer. But there's one thing he did wrong. If you're writing it down. You want to wait just a little bit longer?
Sure. I'll wait just a little bit longer.
Your day is going
down.
Just saying.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We're not having a good day, are we?
Yes.
I'm feeling good. Like you're not robbing my joy. You're not robbing my joy.
No, we're not robbing your joy.
We just want you to share.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you did all that work, didn't you?
Well, right, Jim. Thank you.
See, this is positivity.
I love y'all. Gary, see, you always thought I was perfect, didn't you?
You are.
But there's one thing he did wrong. The thing he did wrong was he made the wrong choice. Was that? Look at that next verse. He made a choice to walk away. Verse 22, and he was sad at what he had heard. I got to sell everything I have and give some to the poor? And he went away grieved. Why? Because he had a lot of stuff. Here's what Jesus said. He said, I behold you, and here's what I see in your heart. You lack one thing. Your stuff is your God. Yes. Your stuff and your possession, your God. I want to test you. I want you to give it and give it to the poor. Come and follow me. And the Bible said this young man went away and he grieved. He grieved because he couldn't make that choice right there. He made the wrong choice. The rich young man, we don't know that maybe he had another opportunity later on to be saved. We don't know that. I mean, I can't teach that this was his final opportunity. But I don't know when final opportunity for people that never trusted Christ as their Savior. I know there will be one. I know there will be one. I may teach on that next week. I don't know, but I think there will be one. There'll be a time where it's going to be too late for people to come to Christ. But this is great. Jesus, I love the way he works people here. He let the young man beg for the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He gave him the right answers. He put out there the Old Testament verses out there. He gave out six of the commandments of the ten, right? Do you remember the other four? No, it's not going to be a test. Name one of them.
Love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, soul, and strength.
No other gods before me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What are the four we're missing here? What are the four that he didn't ask him about? What are they? Don't take his name in vain. Don't worship idols.
Honor thy mother and thy father.
No. He already talked about it. Come on. No. No other gods. Don't take God's name in vain. You can't worship idols. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. The Ten Commandments are divided into two groups. Six have to do with your relationships to other people. Four has to do with your relationship to God.
Yes.
So he didn't even ask him about those four. You know the commandments, and he listed six. Here's what he told the young man, the rich young ruler. You're a pretty good guy. You're a good man. See, if you think you're a good man, sometimes you think being because you're a good man or a good woman, you're going to go to heaven because you're good. But the one thing this young man lacked was those four of his relationship to God, holy God, of God becoming first place in his life, not his possessions. And so I love the way Jesus rolled this out on him and set him up to test his heart, to test if he was really serious about this, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What he must do is make Jesus God of his life. But it said he went away very, very sadly because he had many possessions. And we don't know. We don't know later on. We don't know later on that evening, laying in bed, looking at the ceiling, pondering what he heard, that it finally clicked with him, who he was talking to, this right person. He asked the right question. And boy, he got the right answer. But he walked away very, very sad. This is the rich young ruler story here. This is the Bible character. What is the message we can learn from this? Well, I think, for me, for people that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to wait too late. You've probably heard enough. You've gone to church. The people I know, they're not rank pagans like they've never heard God. They've never heard the story. I know there's some people out there like that. But most of the people have heard the story and know the truth and got the right answers. They're just like this young man. They can't bring themselves. They walk away.
Brother Emery, I have something to say. You know, Melissa, our daughter, she had been raised in this church. She got baptized three different times. But now...
She got wet.
Right. Now she is saved. And you know what she said? I always wondered, if I die, will I go to heaven? She knew she wasn't saved.
Yeah.
She said it didn't matter. She got baptized and she went forward and asked Jesus in her heart. She said he didn't live there because I was living such a sinful life.
Yeah.
So now she said, Mom, I want you to know. I know where I'm going out of that.
Yeah. What must I do to be saved? Right. Go get baptized. No! No, you're just getting wet. Man, I get wet every night. No. It's that heart transfer. It has to click.
Even if it's not Saturday.
And you and Bobby can't do it for her.
No.
She had to do it for her. And sometimes there was a song that Larry Gatlin sang with Terry Blackwood. Sometimes we have to be knocked down in order to look up.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to do it in our lives. And all your kids are different. Your three girls are different, aren't they?
They keep me praying all the time.
I mean, they come out of the same womb. They eat the same food. And all three of them are different. And for those of you who have grown children that you pray for, you worry, they have to make the right choice in this. They have to make the right choice. And this rich young ruler made the wrong choice in this story. And maybe later on, maybe something happened. There was another opportunity that this was not his final opportunity. I love getting these Bible characters to see what message we can get out of it as we continue today in the rich young ruler. Let's pray. Am I missing something? Do I need to make an announcement about anything?